$49,287. In other words, we have a deficit of $9,218. And I'll give you the breakdown of the expense. The total expense from meal is $5,231. Everything related to fellowship unto gospel is $30,736. Conference travel and training, $444. Anything related to building, utility and maintenance is $10,157. Computer, internet, Zoom, etc. is $2,630. Furnitures and appliance, $88. So again, we have a total expense of $49,287. And the deficit of last 2 months is $9,218. And it comes up the year to date, we have a deficit of $29,804. And I would just also want to let Saints know, in the past 2 months, we have two items of expense that usually are not in our regular expense. One is, I remember, all the saints remember, we support this our brother Jacob Chen Wei Feng. And I would want to update saints his current situation. Praise the Lord, after a few times of surgery, and according to the doctor, the recent surgery is very successful. So let's continue to pray for our brother's recovery.
Amen.
Amen. And the other item is a rental for District Basking Ridge. Recently, we need to pay the remainder of the rent for the past year, and also half of the coming year's rent. Prepaid. So that's two items. Extra item we usually not have in other months. And also, continue to pray for Basking Ridge. May the Lord strengthen all the saints there. I think we don't pray enough for them. We need to pray for their growth and their building, and may the Lord bless them. And the Lord can establish the lampstand soon in Basking Ridge.
Amen.
And I think that the next session, we will have saints to share the enjoyment of the life study. Is that right?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So how about we limit, try to limit your sharing in 2 minutes as possible. And saints, we can remind after 2 minutes. Yeah. Who will go first? Oh, and young people have their own
problems.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm helping. Me and Peter are helping out, but I guess I'll just quickly say something.
Yeah, yeah.
Before I go.
Excuse this.
Wait, Peter, are you going to?
Sure.
Okay. Technically, this is not from the life study, but it's from the ministry. This upcoming North American college training, if you all are familiar, I think it's in like 2 or 3 weeks. The main topic of that training is love prevails.
Amen.
So it's obviously, it seems like very simple, but I think it's also a very profound topic. And to prepare for this training, like especially like the younger saints, like the young working saints and the college students, we've been kind of like getting together, reading different portions of the ministry, praying over it, kind of getting into it, trying to understand a little bit before we actually go to the training. And one of the portions that I read was really sweet. Actually, there's multiple parts. The first part is this wonderful statement, love, according to 1 Corinthians like 12 through 14, love is the most excellent way to be anything and do anything for the building up of the body of Christ. Like in the 1 Corinthians, Paul speaks about many different gifts, like prophesying, tongue speaking, healing, you name it, all these wonderful spiritual things. But then at the very end, he says, but moreover, I show you a most excellent way. And then he speaks a whole chapter about this matter of love. And this love is far beyond what any of us could do just in our human selves. Only God can love. And anyways, we all know, are familiar with 1 Corinthians 13. It's like, love is not jealous, love is not provoked. Love is many different things that I can never possibly do. I just look at my own experience with my own family, with my friends, with my colleagues. My love is nowhere near that. But the divine love of God in us is more than able to live this life in us. And then there's another portion that says, we all know the verse 2 Timothy 1:6-7. It says, God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power and of love and of sober-mindedness.
Right.
So this spirit that is the mingled spirit that we have has this ability to have this divine love. I think, but the brother, he was in the reading, Brother Lee, he was saying, there's three things, a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of sober-mindedness. And he was pointing out, this was very convicting to me, it's relatively easy to have a spirit of power and a spirit of sober-mindedness. Relatively easy. And in fact, many brothers like myself, it's very easy to come like all powerful, all strong, maybe clear and everything, but there's no love in my speaking. There's no care in the way I treat the saints or whatever. He says that the church is not like a police station. It's not a place where, oh, you came late, oh, you haven't been to the meeting for 4 weeks. What's wrong with you? Like, we don't come here to judge or anything. We're not a police station. The church is a hospital. It's a nursery, it's a home, and it's a school where we come in, people come in, they're sick, they're in situations, and instead of judging them, we just love them for who they are. And then we care for them and cherish them. So this is the type of love that prevails. This is the type of love that enables us to be anything and do anything for the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
That was really good, Jerry. I'm a little bit less prepared than Jerry was, but I think one thing that I did...
Is this too close?
Yeah, too close.
Okay, well, I'll just, whatever, I'll just project. What I was really appreciating from the same times, I mean, Jerry and I are also in the same kind of pursuit in my group, what I was really appreciating was the fact that there is a relationship between, I mean, I guess I just saw this for the first time, but that to have life, what needs to happen first? You need to be born, right? Like, a baby doesn't just pop into a being and then just suddenly have more and more life in it, right? For us to be living, for us to have Christ's life in us, we first need to be born. And I think I was just really appreciating and was touched by the fact that we were born for the purpose that we would receive this life into us.
Amen.
And I don't know if that's like a very profound statement outwardly, because it's like, okay, you're born, now you're alive. And it doesn't seem that great or complex, but actually I feel like what it showed me was that actually this is the purpose of my being here, that I was born, given a new life in Christ Jesus,
Amen.
That there would be life in me now that I can express and live. So that was just kind of the enjoyment from the ministry that I appreciated. But I think more so, I guess, my feeling was that what I've been appreciating from these times the most was that I think when we go into the Word, when we go into some of these more complex readings, we have no idea sometimes what the writer is talking about. And there's like four brothers who are really confused, right? And you would think, oh, like we don't really understand what's going on, so that's a failure. And outwardly it is. But I appreciate that. When we still make the time to be with each other, actually the last time not all the brothers could join, so it was just me and one brother, we just called, like on the phone, and it just felt like a normal phone call that you have with a friend or a family member or call, whatever. And we just spent like 30 minutes just talking through what we read and trying to our best to enjoy. And I feel like even though we didn't fully understand every single thing that was on those pages, being able to just talk from our experience, being able to fellowship over these things, and being able to help one another get through it, was a very precious experience. So, with that, I can hand this off to somebody else, because Jerry and I will. Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Young people, let's go.
So, for the past few weeks, I was also in this summer pursuit to prepare for the National College Training. And the title of the college training is Love Prevails. And we've been reading messages relating to God's love, specifically the messages in 1 John. And the verse that I enjoy the most is 1 John 4:7, which says, "Let us love one another, because love is of God, and everyone who loves has been begotten of God and knows God. And in this verse, John says that love is out of God, which indicates that when we love others, our love must be something that comes out of God. Our love for a brother should not be something out of ourselves. It should be the love that is out of God.
Amen.
Through our weekly pursuits, I realize how much my natural love is limited, and only God's love is reliable. And we shouldn't rely on our natural love, but instead rely on God's love, because God is love.
Amen.
Started the pursuit of life study when I listened to one radio program. I think that's the radio program was really, really fascinating to me. I actually listened to them. The brothers in the radio introduced the life study, and they broadcast some pieces of the speaking from Brother Lee, and then they elaborated it and discussed it and so on. So that was a very like a 30-minute program per message. And then after listening to that, of course I was very interested in reading the whole message from Brother Lee, which is the life study itself. Very, very enjoyable. Very, very enjoyable. And the effect of that is that when I really come into situations, God's word popped up. You know, God's word, when you read it, it's logos, right? It's on the printing ones. But after you get digested, then it becomes rhema. Then, you know, it supplies your everyday need. So but if you don't have logos, how can you have God's word pop up on you, right? So you have to read Bible. But if you read Bible without any help, the problem is you miss the significance of those points. You know, each word in the Bible has its significance there. For example, the New Testament, Abraham begat Isaac. So if you read that, even you read that 10 times, do you know the significance there? Right? But when you read more with this help of life study, you get the significance there. Amen.
Convicted, we are rebuked.
Amen.
Where in our reading of the scriptures, we receive a revelation. The revelation will convict us and rebuke us.
Amen.
This is exactly what I experience every day.
Amen.
The shine of God's word always leads me to repentance and encourage me to press on.
Amen.
Recently, I was touched by the life study of Luke, message 37, concerning Lazarus and the rich man. Brother Liz says, the poor man was sad not because he was poor, but because he heard the word of God.
Amen. Amen.
The rich man was rich not because he was rich, but because he rejected the word of God.
Amen.
Lord, amen. He said, how blessed we are to be able to hear the word of God.
Amen.
We should not reject his word. May we take time every day.
Amen.
To get into his word and follow him.
Amen.
To get into his word.
Amen.
And follow him.
Amen.
This will bring us to ultimate salvation.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen. For many years, our small group meetings on Fridays, we always read one chapter of the Bible. So I will read the Bible before the meeting. I do see some lights, but not that enough. So that's why I always read the life study messages before the meeting. So one chapter of the Bible, normally it takes about two or three chapters of the life study.
Right.
So after I read the life study, I see more lights. So that's a word. We have to stand on the shoulders of the giants. So so we need to see other people's lights. So not just, some people say, I only read the Bible by myself. If I have a question, I pray to God. But we need help from other people. Mm-hmm. We need to stand on the shoulders of the other people. For example, I like fried chicken. The chicken is delicious. So, the chicken has bones. Do you eat the bones? No, you don't. You only eat the meat. But because chicken has bones, you don't eat the chicken? No, you still eat the chicken. But you focus on the meat, and you leave the bone apart. Like the same thing, like a life study. I don't agree with every word of the life study. But in the life study, it has meat, but I think it also has bones. So don't focus on the bones. Eat the meat. If it's because chicken has bones, you don't eat the chicken, that's not wise, right? But it's also not wise if you eat the chicken and the bones. So that's why when I read the Bible, when I read the life study, I just like I eat the chicken. I like to eat the meat, get the nutrition. Amen.
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 Because my English is not so good, so I will speak with in Chinese.
Amen.
I will get the translation.
Amen.
That's okay, sister. You can just keep reading.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just go ahead and rather give a summary.
我是对那个生命读经上前几周的那个佛度宪法的颁布第十六篇也是讲到律法。
The one I touched is about the life study from book of Matthew regarding the constitution of the kingdom.
Yes, just you continue. Yeah, 你就把它讲完没关系。
律法今天不是照着律法，乃是照着信对待他的子民。律法的原则废除，但是律法的诫命没有废除。律法的原则需要对律法有一个深刻的印象。 神对他的子民总结一个原则，例如神对亚伯拉罕的诫命只赐给他应许，所以神对待他就是照着应许。神的诫命没有废除，到今天，他实际上反而更加提高了。旧约告诉我们，不可照物质的形象来敬拜，就是不可以照神。但是新约我们连偶像。 这就是偶像，偶像是今天新约我们连贪心都是一种偶像，所以我们必须比以色列人，更加有更高的要求，更高的标准的道德。律法要求我们，律法就是实践当中所提的要求和那个生活标准，实际上我们今天是高于。 神的要求是高的，我们现在如果是有人，律法里面说不可以杀人，但是我们现在如果向人动怒，甚至骂弟兄拉家，或者是心中有怒气，我们就会难免逃脱这个审判。但是呢，按我们现在的人来说，我们 也遵循不了这个律法，但是我们有一条路，就是耶稣基督与我们同行，他是那位已经达到标准了，是我们的一个榜样，我们必须和他是一，我们必须信靠他，依靠他，然后我们照灵而行，我们必须明白，我们如果照灵而行和他是一。 我们就在不知不觉当中谨遵行了律法，这就是耶稣的见证和教会的见证，正常教会的生活和诸天之国的实际。What
our sisters touch about is that the comparison between the constitution of the kingdom in New Testament against the laws in the Old Testament, whereas the laws are in the New Testament are very strict. But mostly are condemning the behaviors, whereas the constitution of the new kingdom condemns even our thoughts and our hearts and our motivations. So we have actually in New Testament now we have far more restrict quote laws in us, but we also have a way because Jesus himself is the one who can satisfy all the requirements. And because it's the life-giving spirit right now in our spirit, so by living him, by exercising our spirit, we can satisfy not only all the requirements of the law from the Old Testament, but also living in the reality of being the constitution of the New Testament kingdom.
Amen.
I was very touched by a little detailed story in Matthew 4. If I did not read the life study, I would never pay attention. So chapter 4 was right before chapter 5 when the Lord went up to the mountain and deeply the constitution of the kingdom. We are all familiar with those blessed are those. Right before that, there was a little detail regarding four brothers, Peter, Andrew, James, and John. So the Lord, after he was tested 40 days by the enemy, he saw Peter and Andrew went back to fishing, and James and John went back to mending the nets. Right. So that was actually after you were baptized in the River of Jordan with the Lord, and then Lord went to be tempted by the enemy, and that during that 40 days, for some reason, the four brothers lost their heart. They were dismayed, they're disheartened, and then they went back to what they were doing before. Amen. But after that, the Lord found them and said, "Follow me, come with me." And immediately, they abandoned the nets. They left the boat. Immediately, they followed the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Because, according to the last study, because the Lord became a great light to them. The Lord became a great light. So sometimes, saints, we are, even though we are already saved, we are already baptized, we might run into situations and we might be disheartened, and we might lose our heart, and our heart will cold to the Lord. I went back to what we were before, but praise the Lord, He is the great light to us. So we pray that we pray for the Lord's compassion. We pray for the light. We turn our heart to the Lord, so that all the veil, all the barriers can be removed.
Amen.
We enter into the light.
Amen.
Amen.
I would like to share just a little bit of my experience in my enjoyment of enjoying the life studies as my ministry pursued with some of the saints. Most of the times I get together with some saints and we go over the ministry pursued before our prayer meeting. And I can just really testify that it has been an enjoyment, and most of my days is a salvation from many other situations. For the past week, we have been covering the decree of the kingdom, the constitution of the kingdom. And so we see that we're speaking about a heavenly kingdom. So for this, in order to have a good kingdom, a heavenly kingdom, we must be people that are kingly. And I personally have been enjoying the one of the first blessings in Matthew chapter 5 was that blessed are those who are poor in spirit. So it really impressed me that having been the first blessing, talking about the spirit, that means that our spirit is the first thing and the most important thing when it comes to us being kingly people that can be part of this kingly part of this heavenly kingdom. And so many times when we turn our spirit to the Lord, maybe we've been going through something difficult, and we turn our hearts to the Lord, then that creates a gateway for us to turn to our spirit. And so many times in my life, I feel that my mind could be the leading organ or the leading aspect of my living, but actually my mind is not the receiver and my mind is not the center, but it is my spirit. And so in verse 4, chapter 17, it says that, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has drawn near." So we see here that we need to be those who remain in the heavenlies with the Lord, and that when we turn our spirit to the Lord, then this is a way for us to partake and enjoy the kingdom. And so I just really enjoy that the Lord has entered into our spirit, and because the Lord has entered into our spirit, then we have the King within our spirit. So praise the Lord that we have the King living in us, and that He has entered into us, and because He is the King, then we can be those who can enter in the kingdom of God. And also it says that in order to be kingly people, there are some things, right? For example, the Lord is righteous. So as the Lord is righteous, we should be righteous. And another one that really touched me was that we need to be merciful to others. And I'm just learning to fellowship with the Lord, that I will be a proper one who can be part of this heavenly kingdom. Amen. So the Lord Jesus first tells us you know, the prerequisites and how can we be part of this kingdom. So may the Lord continue to use us and to turn us to himself day by day, that we may be saved. And I'm very much thankful for this pursuing with other saints, not just on the life study of Matthew, but even in many other things we can pursue with one another, that the Lord will be the one who fill us, and that we can be those who can be proper and good people for the kingdom. Amen. Amen.
Any more sharing?
Amen. Praise to the Lord. I was really enjoying the pursuing of the life study in the past few months, following the calling of our church. And I found out that in the life study, there are quite numbers of gemstones, the precious and shining topics and points that I can enjoy and always enjoy daily. And here is one of them in the life study of Matthew. And this was the past week's life study of Matthew chapter 24, the decree of the kingdom constitution, session number 12. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to 14, it says, "Enter in through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are those who enter through it." In verse 14, "Because narrow is the gate, and constricted is the way that leads to life, and few are those who find it." In life study, Brother Lee continued to remind us that this constitution is not given according to the nature of human being, or even the human nature of those who in the kingdom, but rather according to the divine life and the nature of this kingdom. Brothers and sisters, I was so encouraged by the comments by Brother Lee in this message, because he asked, who can enter through the narrow gate? Who can walk along this constricted way? And he answered and encouraged me very much. He said, only those kingdom people with the nature in the nine blessings in chapter 5. For example, those poor in spirit, thirsty for righteousness, pure in heart, having peace with all men, be prepared to be prosecuted and be prepared to be approached in the name of Christ. And he further encouraged me, and I hope you get encouraged, because Brother Lee mentioned, we are happy in the recovery. We are happy that we are in this constructed way, not the way of Christianity. May we all be encouraged to walk in this constricted way, and this narrow path. Praise to the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, I want to share something. So, brothers and sisters. Yeah, I think the burden from life study, I think it is the last Thanksgiving conference, and this is a small session about the life study encouragement. Actually, I think it is very encouraged from the sense with their testimony, and their particularly for the younger working sense. So I think that is first I was touched, and then the church and started the encouragement of the 500 life study message. So I think I kind of keep continuing the listen the message every two message a week. And I really get in touch of the lights from the Lord, you know. Particularly for the this week's the Matthew 23. It says it's about the Matthew chapter 7. I really touched with the first thing, do not judge, that you are be not judged. and for which what judge you judged, you shall be judged, and what with what measure you measure, it shall be measured to you. So it's really, we know this verse very well, right? So even though we see the in the yeah, so in Matthew chapter 18 as well, Peter come and said to Lord, hey, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him, up to seven times? And Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. So actually that doesn't mean unlimited. So,
amen.
So how we do this? So the actually the life study on this chapter 27, it says mercy does not do any measure. So we need the mercy. We need the mercy from the Lord. And also another key word is mercy is absolutely blind. So do we blind? So I really touch about the blind. So most of the time, because we, our eyes are open, I'll see Brother Vidal doing this one. Okay. So Brother Ten, you have something wrong with it. So because we are so clear sight. So this says mercy we need to blind. So blind is unlimited. And unlimited to love one another. So that is, I really get it, you know, lightening of the life science, life study. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, praise the Lord. Yeah, I will just share my experience for the life study. I'm glad we have a common pursuit for the life study, just like we have a Bible study before. It's touched me. Yeah, because sometimes when we read the Bible, some words is really hard to understand. Sometimes we will try to find another different tools to try to understand that word. But since God, we have this life study, it's easy to, for us to understand the word, and also not just in the word. I think it also in our heart, in our spirit. Through this month, I have something very touched me. Just like in Matthew chapter 6, I think my wife loved this as well. Yeah, it's from verse 31 to verse 34, especially verse 34. Therefore, do not be anxious for tomorrow. For tomorrow, there will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own evil. Yeah, sometimes we anxious too much. Our soul is kind of getting to something, the darkness or our self will just come out. So we will let our God to just take care of everything for us. But we will do our our job. We should not just lazy or not doing anything. But we will just follow a God give to us. We will just do whatever we need to do. But the anxious or worry should left to the God, because he will take everything. This is very touching. So I think the life study is very good tool for us. Don't put into something to keep digging, but we can at least the tool to utilize. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I truly feel that this life study really helped us to enter into the riches of the Bible. Right? This is actually relating back to the recent messages that we've been pursuing, right? The morning revival series, right? And last week we were on the reconstitution, right? We need today's Ezra, right? In fact, you know, the people at that time, they were returned to Jerusalem, but their constitution is still Babylonian, right? This is the situation today, right? We all have been called out from the world. The world is you can say it's a big mixture place, right? You know, our concept may be still be very much mixed. So we all, even though we are saved by the Lord, you know, according to His grace, but we are still full of the Babylonian concepts and way of living, right? So the Lord really needs to accomplish His heart's desire, that He needs to really to purify us, right? To reconstitute us with His holy word, and actually also to really to purify us. I'm sorry. Yeah. So the word of God is just so important, right? And a lot of times, I believe brothers and sisters, we read the Bibles, but you know, sometimes we don't get much light. But I like what Brother Tom said, Haiying, right? Yeah, you know, we need to stand on the shoulders, right, of others, of all these spiritual people before us, that their experience, their vision, their view, their seeing, insights can be ours, right? So just like when we open up the life study, right, because the life study really helped us to enter into all these the 66 books in a very detailed way, right? So I feel like, yeah, I really much echo amen to you know, the brothers and sisters, I mean the ministry really calling us to enter into the Bible, enter into the life study, and also the church. We have this leading, right, the common pursuing, so this will really help us to establish you know, a healthy living, right, a healthy Christian living, that we can be purified every day, and then, you know, really becoming His strong testimony. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I also share Father Pastor Min Jing on the morning revival we pursued this past few weeks, right? First, I want to say, yeah, we need to spend time to pursue God's words, either by reading Bible and life study. And also, I want to say, to us, the Word of God is not just the knowledge, or we want to enter it to receive it as our spirit and the life. And I think that the Word of God is holy, is pure, is full of life.
Amen.
The one problem for us is that we have problems. I think that's why this week we talk about we need purification before we can go to the education and the reconstitution. Because as in our natural being, we are full of mixture. We have our own preference. We have our own, you know, thoughts. That if we come to God's words, we are not pure in heart. We may, you know, interpret God's words in our own way. Right? So that's very dangerous. Mm-hmm. So that's why we need to come to God's words. In this mention, a particular attitude I often overlook is come to God's words in fear and tremble. Mm-hmm. It's not a small matter. We are coming to the words of God.
Amen.
So we need to be serious. We need to be sober. And we need to have a proper response. That means we need to really humble ourselves when we come to the Word of God.
Yes.
Empty ourselves when we come to the Word of God. So, and amen to every word coming out from the God, from Bible, from the ministry. And that's our proper attitude. And then we will, as this week mentioned, we need this purification. We have so many mixtures. We have this Babylonian, you know, in us. This constitution needs to be purged need to be purified mm-hmm. by the words of God.
Amen.
And then we cannot have these mixtures of ourselves. Right? We cannot have the mixtures, a lot of things, not a natural concept. This will become veils, prevent us to fully enjoy God's words.
Amen.
I think this week's message really helped me. Yes, when we come to the words of God, we need to humble ourselves, empty ourselves. Sometimes we even need to have this fear and tremble in the words of God. Then we can receive the full benefit. We can receive, as Brother All mentioned, shining and God's direct speaking to us. And praise the Lord for His words, and also praise the Lord for the ministry. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. In the life study of Matthew, we all know the constitution of the kingdom of the heavens. And one specific one is, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Amen.
So in this morning revival this week, our brother touched upon this. I was very touched and very convicted, because you say, if only the pure in heart see God, surely I am finished before I begin, because I am not pure. But praise the Lord that in 1 John 3:2 it says we will be like Him because we will see Him even as He is. That everyone who has this hope set on Him purifies himself even as He is pure, because there is one who is pure, and we become pure by spending time with this one, by gazing into His face and seeing Him. In Isaiah, there's the song. I listened to it in the car. Isaiah 66:1, it says, thus says Jehovah, heaven is my throne, and the earth the footstool for my feet. Where then is the house that you will build for me? And where is the place for my rest, of my rest? For all these things my hand has made. And so all these things have come into being, declares Jehovah. But to this kind of man will I look, to him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. And our brother emphasized the word trembling at the word of God, that it means having an attitude of receiving the word in a serious, sober, even reverent way, to humble ourselves before the word.
Amen.
And to have a kind of a response that matches the word. So even though He is the only faithful one, when we gaze at Him and we allow Him to transfuse Himself, again, a few weeks ago on the burnt offering, when we lay our hands on Him, all our shortcomings, all our defects are passed on to Him, and His divine attributes are transfused into us, that we can be pure because we are gazing at Him.
Amen. Amen.
So the morning revival we are in is the books of the recovery, and we are being halfway. And I was really, really touched this. This is not just for us to read the history of Israel. The Lord, this recovery book is so relevant to us today, because we are now in the Lord's recovery. And so these words are really speaking to us. And these past 2 weeks, we are especially on the ministry of Ezra. Right? And Ezra's ministry, on one hand, is to educate or to reconstitute the children of God with the Word of God. And not only education and reconstitution. This education and reconstitution is very related to purification. If there's no purification, there's no reconstitution. And if we hear this word, this week, yes, I was really immense sense sharing. This word, pure in heart, it actually really struck me. You know, we need to be really turn to the Lord to see whether we are pure in our heart when we are having the church life. When we are saying we are here for God's building the temple of God and building the kingdom of God. Without this purification, there's no way we can complete this building. We see the book of Ezra and Nehemiah. That's one thing really stand out to us. That's we need the purification. And how to receive the purification, the key is we really have pure heart and to read the Word of God. Not just in a doctrinal way, but this Word of God need to be very subjective to us, really shining in us. The Word of God is the way to purify us. And so I feel the burden from early this year, in his recovery, in Lord's recovery, the burden is we all the saints, we can enter into, on one hand, the Bible is the Word of God itself. And on the other hand, with the help of the ministry book, especially of the life study, not in to read the life study a very rushed way, but it's a very thorough way. When we read the life study, we really need to open ourselves to the Lord, to His shining. So we can, on one hand, be nourished with His Word, and on the other hand, we can be purified, be cleansed when we're reading the Word and the ministry book. Amen. May we continue. We are halfway of the morning revival, right? Have 6 weeks, and we are just past the halfway of this year. We need to continue and allow the Lord to complete His work on us, on His body, in His recovery.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister, I may need a couple more minutes. Yeah, from my experience, you know, in this crooked and perverted age, it's so easy to be carried away by the current of this age. But I just treasure the ministry so much, because our ministry, although full of Lord speaking, each time we come to the Word of God, right, we are enlightened, we get the shining, and we get the recalibrate on our living. So it's totally different from the, you know, Gentiles living nowadays. But each time when we see, you know, like we check moments, we can see some serving ones, how they live a life. Because they post the pictures, we can see what's going on. So it's very important to know who we are, right? And how we should live our life. So this couple of weeks, Matthew's life study, he's basically telling us, we are the kingdom people. Yeah. And, the kingdom people, we have the divine life and divine nature. And the constitute basically is, you know, deal with us, you know, those, for example, anger, those within us, not just outside, now dealing with inside us, anger, right? And the lust and the natural being, flesh, anxiety or even the attitudes toward the others. And the conclusion that the constitute basically usher us into onto the narrow gate and the constricted way to build the, to do the will of the, our Heavenly Father. So this should be our living. Praise the Lord for all this speaking. So we just need to, you know, to hear those speaking. The Lord says in 7:21, those who call the names of Lord, Lord, I do many things, prophesying, do many things of power, or even cast the demon. But the Lord said, I don't know you. And those people who are not able to, only those people who do will of the Father can enter into the kingdom of the heavens. So, and the Lord also said in 7:24, you know, anyone, therefore, who hear these words and does them shall be likened to the prudent man who built his house on the rock. So today, this morning, I think the Lord speaks to all of us. So we come back to this week that Brother Fan mentioned, also Sister mentioned. When we hear God's word, we're not just, you know, eat the Lord in His word, right? That's very good. And even we get a shining in His word, that's very good. But we also need to be trembled at His word. So we need to have such an attitude, sober mind, even reverence, when we come to the Lord to match His word. So dear saints, the Lord today is are looking for those who are of contrite spirit and who trembled at His word. May this word, may this speaking really have inspiration in, inside us. So we should have our living that's correspondent to the Lord's divine nature and the divine life. So since we are saved, you know, we still have the old views. So that's why the, this week's speaking still continues. The Lord's recovery is the holy seed. So we must be very pure without any mixture of anything hidden. So the only thing we can be pure is by purging all the uncleanness, all the mixtures, all those things. And this cleansing and also purging is not done by Lord. It's our job, the believers in the Lord. So we should need to come to the Word to be washed and to be cleansed. Especially Hebrews said it, right? The Lord's speaking, Lord's words are living and operative. And it's like a two-edged sword. It can divide the soul and our spirit and even tell the difference of our heart. And also the Ephesians says that we're going to be, she will be washed in His word. So we need to be purged, we need to be clean. The only way is we come to the word every day.
Right.
Dear saints, especially we treasure our ministry, the Lord's recovery ministry. We need to come to His words and tremble at His word and get enlightened and get the nourishment. So we just need to spend our time, dear saints, so we can be purified to be Lord's testimony in this age and prepare the bride to usher Him coming back. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
This week's morning revival actually is quite heavy and quite serious.
Yes.
I don't know how you feel about this, sister. John chapter 1, verse 1. I believe we all can recite that, right? And what that verse told us, Allah is word. In other words, the one that we read is God. Did you get that point? Brother and sister, when you and I read the Bible, do you have that consciousness? You're actually touching God.
Amen.
How we treat and handle Bible, the Word, depends on what kind of person we are in our heart. There are many, many people read Bible on the earth today, including us. There are people reading Bible as a so sad, as a religious creed, as our practice law. But how about us? If we have that consciousness, the Word is God Himself, we should change. This week talks about there's a need of such a trembling and fear when we touch the Bible. And I will ask the saints, including myself, do I have such a trembling heart? Do I even have this such a divine fear when I read the Bible? And I have to confess, not much. Yes, I read every day. Even so-called lots of ministry message. But mainly is in the mind. 1 Corinthians 10 and 11, I believe we enter into this week's morning revival. You probably know the verse, right? For these things happen to them. It refers to the Old Testament time. These things mean the entire Old Testament. It's for written. For our New Testament believer, for what purpose? Admonition. In other words, when we come to touch the Bible in a sense, first, reveal what kind of God He is. Second, reveal our condition, our true condition, not just our expression, our true condition inwardly. What is your motivation? What is your heart's desire? And what is your heart pursuing? The Bible, the Word, mainly revealed this to us. Because such a revealing, we need to be trembled and need to be in fear.
Amen.
It's so sad, as we read the Bible, especially the Old Testament time, that we are lacking of such a consciousness. Many Christians, even including us, we treat it like a story. Bedtime story. Saints, Old Testament is not the story for us to just read. It is revealed to us what we could be end up with. The last book of Old Testament time, or Old Testament, Malachi, that was the darkest part of the people of Israel. They entirely owing to self-deceiving and obsession.
Amen.
I believe some of them, you probably read that book already. What had made them into such a situation? Without trembling and fear to God. I hope this week's morning revival will somehow keep you and I in such a ground. Whenever we come to the Word of God, the Bible, we would have a pure heart, good conscience, so that God Himself will reveal everything to us. So we will know how to go on as our Christian life.
Amen.
And of course, okay, I will say just this much. May the Lord bless us, and we will be kept in such a ground.
As I was going through the morning revival this week, I prepare every day. Mm-hmm. Every day I was touched by the topic of that day. So I was touched by dealing with our heart. And what does that mean? I was touched by dealing with our conscience. And what does that mean? Right now, that's not my burden. Those details are not my burden. I just like to continue the burden of the church. Dealing with our spirit, even. Well, dealing with our conscience is mostly dealing with the feeling in our conscience, with the offense in our conscience, so that we're void of offense. Dealing with the spirit is what we really need to get to, because that's how the Lord purifies our disposition. Our disposition. This week is on the purification of the returned. And in the opening of the... So, when I listened to the message, the spoken, I realized I didn't touch the center of the matter of the purification. I didn't touch it yet. It's in the words that it's in Ezra 9:4. It says, "Tremble at my word and unfaithfulness."
Amen.
So then I listened to the message. Then I read the chapters that the brothers spoke, the last two chapters of Ezra, the last chapter of Nehemiah. I began to have the response. I began to take... Ezra sat down all day. That was his response. Their report came to him about the marriage to the foreign wives. John in Revelation fell down as dead. Ezra sat down all day. And then the people responded. So though Ezra 9:4 says that the marriage of the wives was throughout the people of Israel, the leaders, the priests, the Levites, and the people. This mixture was throughout the people. Ezra just, when the report came to him about this, he just like fell on his face. Anyway, so that as I read these chapters, I just was overwhelmed. There's also something in the message about fearing. So the trembling at the word is in the crucial truths in the Holy Scriptures, volume 3, chapter 31, in the section, not in the functions of the Bible, but in the section on the relationship with the believers and the Bible. So there are many points in this section. As I was reading through them, I just, oh Lord, I need to be humbled.
Amen.
I need to be sobered. This is serious. When I touch the Bible, we're touching something very serious. Especially since the abominations, this marriage to the foreign wives, is a matter of idols. They came from Babylon. This was spoken for us as an admonition to us. Their response, Ezra's response, the people's response, their trembling, is for us. So it's to us. His response should touch me. Anyway, so I'll just end this way. When we touch the Bible, firstly, we're touching the printed word. It doesn't matter, Bible, life study message, the morning revival, the outline of the morning revival. We're touching the printed word. But we need to have a heart. We need to be humbled so that we have a heart that can be touched. There can be some feeling concerning what we're reading in our heart. On the positive, this is what it means to tremble at His word. There's some kind of response in us, a proper response. The response of the Old Testament saints got into me. Anyway, that way. So on the positive side, then the word. So we're for this to happen, we must be those who fellowship, who pray the word with the Lord and to the Lord. Then the printed word becomes the living word, becomes Christ Himself. Where is Christ? The printed word only becomes Christ when we fellowship with Him. Then the word can operate in us and become, that's the applied word of the Spirit. That becomes the Spirit. So the printed word, our heart needs to tremble at His word because of the mixture in us. Our mixture should touch us. It doesn't really touch me very often. I just, oh, okay, praise the Lord, yes. No, it needs to be, anyway, let me finish this way. So positively, the printed word, we must fellowship with the Lord so it becomes the living word, it becomes Christ. And then then the Spirit can apply that to our being. And we can be touched by what's in our constitution. And we can deal with it. And the word can work in us to impart God's element into us, His nature into us, that transforms us. And that's how we remove the mixture in our disposition. That's dealing with the Spirit.
Amen.
Anyway, thank you, saints, for sharing because we enter into some. This is very serious this week.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
To touch our heart.
Amen.
We can be touched by you.
Amen.
We can have some feeling within us.
Amen.
You can become living and operative in our being.
Amen.
And purify us and reconstitute us.
Amen. Lord, we do repent to you.
Amen.
That how we handle the word.
Amen.
How we treat the word.
Amen.
Thank you for you.
please have mercy on us.
Amen.
And be able to realize that we need to have a change.
Amen.
Change in our heart.
Amen.
Change in our spirit.
Amen.
Change even in our motivation of reading your word.
Amen.
You keep us in such a realm.
Amen.
Such a trembling and fear in reading your word.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, and we give our every day's daily reading of your printed word to you. We separate our time, spend our time to read your printing the word.
Amen.
Exercise our spirit.
Amen.
And open our whole heart to you and to your speaking.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, speak into our heart.
Amen.
Enlightening all the word to us.
Amen.
That we can be receive your light.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, yes, in trembling and in fear to receive your word.
Amen.
To receive your living word.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Your living word will become the anointing word.
Amen.
Living in us.
Amen.
And anointing us.
Amen.
And lead us forward.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Lord, we repent before you.
Amen.
Jesus, create us a clean heart.
Amen.
And renew us a right spirit.
Amen.
That every time we come to your word, Lord, we come to you as a very the trained God.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, adjust our attitude before you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we give ourselves to you from now on.
Amen.
Last second, 30 seconds. Our brother mentioned about the crucial truth in the Holy Scripture, that book. 中文叫做《圣经要道》. That was 1951, Brother Lee's message. Within that message, there are 60 topics. One of the topics, how to read the Bible.
Right.
That chapter, that topic, it worth all of us to enter into it.
Amen.
Okay? In English, it's called Crucial Truth in the Holy Scripture. 中文叫做《圣经要道》第31题. Okay? How to read the Bible. May the Lord give you the heart to enter into
the Bible. Amen.
Yes. So there are six books, six volumes. It's in volume number 3.
Amen.
Chapter 30.
First.
31, yeah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.